Welcome back. Great to have your company. Just some breaking news before Michael Voss joins me. Stefano Tsitsipas has won in four sets through to the semi-finals of the Australian Open. Beat Roberto Bastida Agu in four sets, 7-5, 4-6, 6-4, 7-6. Been a pretty big hour so far, Taylor Walker and Aaron Phillips. And now Michael Voss has been good enough to join me, senior Port Adelaide assistant coach, trying to be part of the team that rights the ship. Port Adelaide 10th last year after 5th the year before, and hoping to get back into the finals and be a contender again. Vossi, great to have you on my program. Thanks a lot for joining me.
No worries, mate.
How was the debrief of last year? How long did you spend on it, and what were the reasons for the fall and the disappointment last year, do you think, in a nutshell?
Well, in essence, it was pretty thorough, as most reviews are, but we probably had the added benefit that we had a fairly new group of coaches that were coming in with a clean set of eyes, and so I guess we took that opportunity to be able to pull apart what we're doing and looking at key parts of our game style, and so we've been able to go across a pre-season of implementing a few different things. So that's been the benefit. We sort of acknowledged that we didn't finish off the season pretty well. We weren't consistent enough in the end. So we're looking for that certain consistency, speed up our ballmen a little bit more and get a little bit more bolder in our defence as well.
Yeah, last year you kind of had a philosophy that you asked your defenders to hold once they got the ball and make sure that they had a quick assessment before they decided what to do rather than just play on immediately and maybe take the chance to play on into trouble. How do you see that swiftness from defence as being a weapon, and whether or not just taking off once you get it, whether it be a mark or a turnover, just taking off and going and hoping there's an option there as a game plan? Do you like that, or do you think you'll change to that again?
Oh, I think it's more it's probably been less prescriptive. For us, it's very much and always has been a game to look at what's in front of you and assess it from there. And the tempo of the game is largely determined by what's in front of you. And I guess we'd probably like to encourage that a fair bit more and for the players to be able to take on the game, assess it. And if they need to hold it up, then they can. But if they see it where the game needs to be fast, then they can play that as well. And you're right, we're probably a little bit more conservative in our ball movement. It's something that we looked at quite thoroughly. It was certainly successful through parts of the season, but wasn't consistent enough. And it's something we looked at pretty hard.
Changing personnel has been fairly big, really. You've obviously last year had Rockliffe, Watts and Motlop, among a couple of other new players, but they were the main three as part of your best 22. And now you've got no Polak, no Wingard, but you've got Lysette and Burton. So there's been some pretty big change.
There has been, and probably our environment in behind the scenes is, we've tried to make sure that we've all got real clarity and spent some valuable time with each other, whether that's, either just, hanging out together. Mm-hmm. And that's, the purpose of the camp where we went away before Christmas was to, recognise that we've got largely a different group from, say, 3 or 4 years ago. And there's been a big turnover of players and, being able to go away together and spend some quality time together. But also from our point of view, it's getting as much education into the players as we possibly can and getting their heads around some new language and some new terminology. And the good thing about that is that we're all learning it together and we're sort of exploring about what that looks like.
Ken had a little bit of extra time off over summer, and it's tough, the self-assessment world, isn't it, when you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and work out what you as the leader of the club might have done wrong or could have done better. And there has been a little bit of extra criticism come his and your way, and the expectation last year was fairly high, and to not make the eight was an underachievement. How's the self-assessment been amongst the coaching group?
Oh, well, Ken pretty well. Mm. He's not going to shy on honesty. Whether that's honesty with how he thought he coached, but also where he thinks we're at. And, you know, that's a, collectively as a coaching group and as a playing group. And, you know, we're aware that, you know, the constant language or the language that's around us right now. And but there's not a hell of a lot we can do about that because, you know, our job is to get on with pre-season and concentrate on things that, you know, have been our real strengths, but, you know, work on the areas that we've got to continually get better at. And that's where our focus is firmly lied. And we feel like we're making some really good progress in both those areas. And so we come in the season as hopeful as any, and we expect a really strong showing in 2019. And certainly our expectations and our hope on the season is growing as the season unfolds.
And you've got another brain to tap into with Darren Cale now around the club. He's going to be a nice one to occasionally get some advice from.
Well, it's fairly well... you know, when you talk about the athletes he's been able to coach yeah. and the influence he's had with some of them, we'd be mad not to, wouldn't we? So, yeah, being able to have him on board, who's had, you know, been in the world stage and coached some, you know, amazing athletes. And I know we're watching the Australian Open at the moment, but, you know, there's been some pretty unbelievable names that he's been able to coach and direct over quite a period of time. So, yeah, when the time's right, we'll certainly tap into that.
And the captaincy, obviously there's a decision for you. Crows are just named co-captains. I know Ollie Wines has been the name on most people's lips to replace Travis Boak. Are you going to go one out? Could you go co-captains as well?
Well, I think that the stance we've really taken from the start is that we've certainly haven't tied into anything. You know, we're pretty determined to use the whole period here to, you know, what that looks like. We've had Travis Boak in that role for such a long period of time. It's a really prestigious and very important position in any club, but certainly Port Adelaide. And so we're going to make sure that we take our time. We're certainly not tying into anything. And I think what most clubs are doing now is they're recognising around what's their best fit now. You know, and that could be the, you know, the one or the two, or that could be just the personality type they need. And so we'll look at all those things, obviously get some feedback from the players and then make some decisions as a club from there.
And you got a rough idea when that decision might be made? Is it going to be before the JLT games or after those?
No, I don't think it'll be before. It'll certainly be through that period of time. Yeah, but we've probably looked at it and sort of thought, well, you know, we'll know when that decision is right. You know, if you sort of got some people that are, you know, in terms of leadership group, if some people are really standing head and shoulders above, well, it sort of becomes a no-brainer. If we need to pull the trigger on that yep. earlier, then yep. we'll do that. We've got no problem with all that at all. But certainly at the moment, we're certainly willing to take our time. And, you know, we've put some a lot of, I guess, some programs in behind what we're doing. So it's not just about, you know, pulling a name out of the hat. There's certain things that we're after, and if we need to take our time on doing that, then we'll do it.
Vossy, great to have you on my show. Thanks a lot for joining me.
No worries at all.
Cheers. Superstar Michael Voss.